Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. It was a quiet week at Humboldt Athletics as events got canceled or rescheduled due to weather. So this week we have a special guest and Humboldt High School Activities Director, Greg Thomas.
It's been a fun year so far of high school sports. The fall was great. Football team went far. Winter was great as well with the basketball team, and it's just been a fun year. But now it's spring, and how exciting is it to have finally our spring sports season?
Well, it kind of feels like Mother Nature canceled spring so far, but everybody's itching to get outside, on the soccer field, on the golf course, on the track, and unfortunately, the weather just really hasn't cooperated, but we're looking forward to a fun spring. We've got, like I said, soccer, golf, and track going for the high school student-athletes, and we've got track for the middle school student-athletes. So this week was kind of a bust as far as the weather goes, but we're looking forward to we had to cancel the Charlie Bunn relays on Friday night, but we are going to do a makeup meet. We've got 7 teams committed to coming back and run this coming Tuesday on the 12th. On Monday, we have the middle school girls home track meet at 4:30 on April 11th. So a lot of things coming up. And then at the end of the week, we've got Easter break coming up.
And if I'm not mistaken, soccer and golf this week was rescheduled as well, wasn't it?
It was, Thursday's weather just didn't. We were going to try to play soccer with Hampton, and both of us ADs decided it just wasn't in the best interest of our kids and our coaches and our spectators to be out in that. So we got that rescheduled. I think we're working on finding officials, but we're going to try to reschedule that on Friday, May 6th, the soccer with Hampton, and then Pocahontas golf on Friday. We postponed that until April 26th is the new date for that. So the Charlie Bunn relays, like I said, that's just canceled, and the Hampton Dumont girls relays is canceled.
And we just started the spring season after a great fall and winter seasons for all Humboldt High School athletics. What's the outlook look like for these teams here in the spring?
Well, I think our teams are going to be really competitive. Our girls golf team has been really good the last several years. I think they'll be competing for a conference title. Our boys have some experienced kids back. We've been young the last couple of years, so I think they'll be right in the mix fighting for, top half finish in the conference, if not even better. One exciting thing, I think, for our soccer programs, we've had soccer here since 2001. And 2022, this is the first year that it's been adopted as an official conference sport. We didn't have enough teams that had it before now, and now we've got enough teams to consider it a conference sport. So this is the first chance that our girls and boys have had a chance to compete for a North Central Conference soccer title, which I think is an exciting thing. And right now, both of our girls and boys teams are tied for first in the North Central Conference with 2-0 records in the conference. And our track teams, I think our girls are coming off a conference championship from last year, and our boys, I think, if memory serves me right, I think they were third last year. Both teams will be real competitive in the North Central Conference and around the area. So I think this spring athletics are going to just follow suit from the winter and the fall and continue to compete at a high level and be right in the mix there.
And one thing I do want to ask you about is a team that we don't get a lot of press about, and that's the trap shooting team. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great opportunity for kids to be involved. It's not a sanctioned sport by either the girls' union or the boys' association, but it's one of the clubs. Like I said, the numbers of, I think this is the 12th year we've had trap shooting, if I'm not mistaken, and the numbers just keep building and building, and it's a great opportunity for, just another opportunity for kids to be involved and be part of a group and be part of something. I think a lot of kids that go out maybe don't know a whole lot about it when they go out, but they find out it's a really cool activity. It's neat that you can, it's competitive, but also it's a lifelong activity if you want to continue to do it. Certainly able to do that, and it might even get some people into some hunting and that type of recreation. As we get older, we need to exercise. So I think it's a really awesome lifelong skill and sport to be involved in.
All right, Greg, we'll appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alex.
Here's our conversation. That's Humboldt Activities Director Greg Thomas. You've been listening to Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day and go Cats.